as we ask if there's any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning. Sandra.
I went to Shands this past week with my friend from the state attorney's office, Mary Field, and while we were down there, her husband got tripped by a cat and fell, so he's a little banged up. So,
oh my goodness.
Mary and Roger Fields, she has to go every 6 weeks, and with the time that I've had off, I've been able to go down there 3 trips with her so far. So this was the 3rd trip that I was actually able to go down there with her. So prayers, continued prayers for her. And next Saturday, we're going to be getting together with all the kids and the grandkids to do our Christmas, so they can have Christmas at home with their children.
There you go.
So we always get together before Christmas and have a celebration. I'm supposed to get my laptop back this afternoon, so I can continue to do my searches. And so.
Thank you. You know, that's true friends, like you were, you know, going with her, different things like that. And the witness across the street with Nan and Keith, they truly have some good friends that's been there for a while. Don, do you have any update on Nan and Keith? Is she any better, any worse? No? Nan? Oh, maybe this thing's not on. Is his headphone on?
Yeah. Man is not doing well. When Don and I were out, he was picking up trash and I was walking in. Scott, the man that lived, is staying, he and his wife,
right.
Said that they were amazed at how Man has gone down since they were here last year.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they're still here for them, especially for, you know, for Keith. So, Arthur.
My brother's having a wedding. I don't know when. Like, he's having a wedding on, I think, the 17th, maybe. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Randy.
Our friend Bill Russell still needs prayers. He's still in the hospital.
Yeah. Thank you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Ms. Judy?
We have a neighbor that passed away yesterday. Charles had gone down to the store to get some stuff for his truck, and he was told that our neighbor had passed away not before that. Mm. He's a welder.
Well,
he was in his son. I'm not sure about his birth name.
Yeah.
And also, I have a friend in Tampa that he had contacted on Facebook that his wife has Alzheimer's. He said it's just devastating the way she's going down. Mm-hmm. I've been married 48 years.
Wow. Yeah. Xandra.
One other thing. I got a text message from a friend that I work with at Highway Safety. I was able to go to Thomasville yesterday and have lunch with both of them. And she's been, she has 2 sons, and she's been concerned about her youngest son. And her text message this morning was that he wants to follow a friend of his and go into the Job Corps in Jacksonville, and she's really excited about it. So he's wanting to do that. He'll stay in the dorms, and he'll get a trade. He has quit school, so he'll be able to get his education as well, and she's thrilled.
Yeah, thank you. We don't hear much about those programs anymore. Job Corps. What was the other one? The Peace thing? I don't remember. The Peace Corps.
Yeah.
But they're still active and well, and people are volunteering. So. Well, join me in an attitude of prayer. Thanksgiving, because Travis has a prayer request.
Well, I want to pray for all the traveling folks out there. This world is crazy when they're driving right now. So pray for their safety.
Amen. Yeah, thank you. And you know, it's really a blessing to see. Of course, Travis, a retired firefighter, Randy is, Don is, to see the fellowship that you all maintain. You know, the church can learn a lot from reaching out to people and encouraging people that's a part of that. And I admire you guys for doing that.